What's the deal? Welcome back, No Jumper family. It's your girl, Gina Views.
Almighty Suspect.
And Almighty done brought a phenomenal guest in the building, and we just learned that this is our first interview.
You know, we're coming with bankers all 2023.
Welcome to L.A.
Hey, y'all.
Miss Scar, is it Scar or just Scarlet?
Scarlet.
Scarlet. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
How's L.A. treating you so far?
It's treating me good.
First interview?
Second interview.
Okay.
Second.
Still getting used to it. That's right. All right.
So let's just start from the beginning. I want to talk about your upbringing, where you grew up, how you grew up. Just give us a little background on who you are.
I grew up in the Bronx, in Brooklyn, you know. Bronx and Brooklyn, basically. Then I moved to PA, and I started making music or whatever at a young age, like around 16. I was always good at poetry, so I was always a writer, like growing up, you know, like my ELA teacher used to tell me, girl, you got some good poems, and I used to just write all the time, and then I turned my poems into, like, actual songs and stuff like that, yeah.
If you started off with poetry, I know the pen crazy.
Gotta be.
I know the pen is crazy. Have you ghostwritten for anybody?
No, I haven't ghostwritten for anybody yet.
Okay.
It's coming. So you said you lived in the Bronx and Brooklyn?
Yes. Yeah,
so where are you originally from?
Okay, so I was born in the Bronx. So basically, I'm from the Bronx. So, okay. But then I moved to Brooklyn for a while, Coney Island. And then, yeah.
Okay, so that's how was it growing up in the Bronx?
It was good. I was born in the Bronx, so I didn't really.
So you grew up in Brooklyn, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So how was it growing up in Brooklyn? There we go.
It was ghetto. I was fighting a lot.
Okay. Is it because motherfuckers was fucking with you, or you had to defend yourself, or like why?
People was just fucking with me, so I was just beating bitches up.
Okay. Were you picked on?
Sort of, kind of.
Yeah.
What they was picking on you for? Why they was picking on you? Why they had you fucked up?
Because people just be trying you, like.
Very,
they just be
factual.
Trying you until you gotta grab a bitch by her fucking weave.
Were you little?
Felt that.
Huh? Were you little? Were you like real small growing up? Because I was picked on because I was so small.
No, I wasn't that small. I was average growing up.
Okay. So what's like your first memory of like writing a poem or like writing something? Like what's the earliest memory of you loving music or like writing?
The earliest memory is like when I was in ELA with my teacher, and like she would like read us books and shit, and then we would just like write about the book or stuff, or sometimes we would create scenarios and write about it and stuff like that. But as far as music comes, I had elders in my family that would rap. You know, they never made it because they kind of suck. But
you got to keep it a buck.
Like, they suck, but they was aspiring artists and stuff like that. And we would do freestyles in the house. And remember, I always was good at poetry and stuff like that. So it wasn't hard for me to
just switch over.
Yeah. So when we do freestyles, I just eat them up. I was like 10 years old, young.
Well, you from the land of the spitters, like Fab, my favorite rapper. So I like the East Coast, like y'all all just go crazy to me. So did you have any musical influences other than the people in your household?
My influencers in music is DMX.
That's fire. I used to love DMX growing up.
Ghostface Killah. Who else? Lauryn Hill.
Fire.
Nicki Minaj, Cardi.
The regular.
Yeah,
right.
The regular. Okay, but DMX was my, like, I used to call DMX my dad. So, like, that's my dad.
That was your big influence growing up.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite DMX song?
My favorite DMX song gotta be Look Through My Eyes. Because, I got a lot of favorite DMX songs.
Right.
I like Look Through My Eyes because it's like he's talking about him and, like, his battle with, like, addiction and shit like that. And it's like, I just respect a person that could rap about something that everybody could, like, that is about you, that's real, come from the heart, and make it hard. Like,
how did his passing impact you?
It hurt it, just like Pop Smoke passing hurt it, too, because he was also a big inspiration to me. Because, like, when you grow up with an artist that you listen to, you don't grow up with them physically, but, you know, you listen to them all the time, and then you are an artist. My goal, I want to meet DMX one day. So the fact that he passed was like, damn. I'm never gonna be able to meet him.
I felt that. My favorite is intro, Where My Dog's At. That's my favorite DMX song for sure. You got any siblings?
Yeah, I got some siblings.
Yeah? How many?
I got 3 siblings.
Where do you fall?
I'm the second oldest.
Brothers or sisters?
2 brothers, 1 sister.
What's your relationship like?
And then
with
I
your
got
brothers?
Some and then I got some siblings in Africa. Cause my dad is from Africa, but he moved to America. But he was fucking bitches in Africa.
Where in Africa are you from?
He do huh?
What is he Nigerian? From there?
He Nigerian. Mm. And then he gonna move to America thinking he gonna just be doing the same thing.
Are they older or younger than you?
I don't know. They gotta be old as hell.
You haven't like met up with them?
Oh, so they before you. So that's before he came to America and they had kids with your mom type shit.
Yeah.
So he was just running around doing his thing. Fucking rolling stone, as they call it.
Daddy was a rolling stone.
Okay. So what's your relationship like with the siblings that you do have?
I don't fuck with my siblings. I only fuck with one of my siblings. He over there.
Okay. What happened with your siblings that made you not want to fuck with him? Could you talk about that?
Yeah.
Come on, speak on it. Give us a little something, you know? Because I already know. I just want the fans to know. You
like,
know what
my,
I mean?
My family, I don't fuck with my family because they, like, abandoned me low-key. Well, high-key. Like, they betrayed me.
At what age was that? Did they abandon you?
Like, feel like even while I was with them, I felt like they still was abandoning me since, like, my mom passed or whatever. Growing up with my aunt. It's a lot.
Come on, that's what we're here for. The fans want to know about you. That's what we're here for. If you feel comfortable to unpack it, you know what I'm saying? If we can get into it, we would like to.
I kind of tapped into your story, and it was really, really touching. So I do appreciate you for sharing it. I think that was very upstanding of you to even talk about it, even share it on a social media platform, because I know how hard that could be to share your story and expect people to, you know, feel where you're coming from, and then you might get them people that's trolls, and you know, but you sharing, definitely, I think you're helping the next person.
Yeah. So basically, like, me and my family, like, I don't fuck with my family because, like I said, I feel like they abandoned me. Like, at a young age, my mom died, like, at 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock.
That's at 12, right. 12 years old.
At 12 years old, my mom passed away.
Rest in peace to her.
She got hit by a car. It was a hit and run. But she survived the hit and run, but then she died in the hospital.
Complications?
Yeah. Yeah, and then after that, I moved in with my aunt, and my aunt was not the nicest person. And her boyfriend wasn't a good person either.
So you was going through some battles in the household with them?
Yeah.
Could you talk about it or nah?
Yeah, I could talk about it. Basically, like, my aunt's boyfriend would, like, touch me and, like, sexually abuse me. And then, like, I couldn't really go to my aunt and tell her about what was happening because my aunt was the one, like, letting him do it. Like, my aunt.
So she was aware of what was going on.
Like, she would drug me so that he could take advantage of me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, me and my brother fell out because, like, I call myself Scarlet. And I got a scar on my lip because my brother attacked me, and he gave me a scar on my lip. And so that's why I call myself Scarlet.
Okay. Could you break down the story of how the scar came about?
Yeah. The story? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, basically, I was coming home, right? Mm-hmm. And I was going to a football game with my friends. And my aunt basically was like, you got to be home at a certain time. If you're not home, we're not going to let you in or whatever.
My mom used to do the same thing to me.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, I'm going to make sure I come home on time. So I went to the game or whatever. I made sure I came back earlier than the time I was supposed to come back. And I knocked on the door, and basically they acted like they wasn't home. Like, they acted like they wasn't there. They acted like they just... And then after that, like, my sister, like, I kept banging on the door, and then my sister came down, and she was like, you can't come in, or whatever. So I'm like, all right, whatever, I'm going to just find a place to stay for tonight. I'm going to just go to one of my friend's house or whatever. So I'm walking, and then my brother come outside, and then he's like, basically asking me for money. This time and the third, I need some money, da-da-da.
And this your older brother?
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bro, like, I don't got no bread, like, she just kicked me out the crib, like, I don't got no money, like just chill or whatever. But he wasn't on no chill shit. And then he was basically like, well, she wouldn't have kicked you out if you wasn't outside being a little hoe, da 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 da. And then I'm like, bro, whatever, like, fuck you, like, I'm not even on that shit. So I kept walking, and then he was like, so you're not gonna give me no money? And I was like, no, I don't got no money. And he just punched me. And then when he punched me, like, I just fell back, and then, like, I just started seeing stars and shit. Like, I, like, blacked out, and then I woke up. And then I woke up in the, like, in the street, like, and then my mouth, like, was bleeding. It was blood everywhere squirting from my mouth. I just started screaming, like, please, could somebody help me? Please, could somebody help me? And then the neighbors came. And then the neighbors came outside, and then they were screaming at my brother, like, how could you do that? Like,
right to your own sister.
Yeah, and then they called the ambulance, and then the ambulance came. And basically, they was like, listen, it's not safe. One of them have to go, and one of them have to stay. Like, they can't both be in the same home anymore because it's not safe or whatever. And then my aunt basically said, take her, basically. And so I felt like that's why I feel like.
Right, so that's why. And I can completely respect that. At a time when your auntie was supposed to come be at your side and help you and be there for you, you felt like she abandoned you, which she did. And you know what I'm saying? You ended up. But at the same time, though, we would all say that you had to go through these situations to be exactly who you are today. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that made you into a stronger individual. It might have sent you on a different path. You know what I'm saying? Now you got your name. Now it's like it's a part of you now. You know what I'm saying? But clearly you came past it. And I didn't want to get into that story to bring up your demons. It's people that's going through shit at home, and this could be the only thing that they watching. You know what I'm saying? That show him that you could go through these situations and still shine and still, you know what I'm saying, and be who you're supposed to be in life, type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How did you come to the moment that you wanted to be transparent with your followers and let them know what happened to you?
Okay, so I never was gonna ever tell my story ever, like, and rap about it. Like, I was just like, fuck it. Like,
right, I'm gonna just leave that in the past.
Yeah, just leave it alone and shit like that. But I had this girl named Courtney Keneally. And she texts me, and she always see me rapping and stuff, right? Because I was, before I shared my story, I was still doing freestyles or whatever. And she said, like, she was just like, Scar, I love how you could do these, you could write your words and stuff like that. And she opened to me about her story.
Mm.
And it was similar to my story. And so, like.
Made you feel comfortable.
Yeah, basically. And then I just started. And it worked. And that's what everybody think. Everybody think I blew up because of something else. But I blew up, like, in 2018, right? But I didn't blow up, obviously.
Right, you just started getting recognition.
I started getting recognition. And that was from my story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm, so how old were you when that did happen? What age was the incident with your brother?
That was around 16 years old.
Okay, so 16. And then how long after that did you get the name? Like, or when did you... Yeah, I got two questions. When did you get the name? And did you like it when it first came across? How did you get it and did you like it?
All right, so when I got the name because I was like, let me just call myself Scar Lip because remember I said I loved Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
And I was rapping. I was like, yo, let me just... Scar Lip. Like, let me
right.
see.
Your own version.
Yeah, my own version. And do I like it? Yeah, because I don't think nobody else got that name.
So right. That's why. And it's I unique
like
it. To you.
And it's unique to me. And it's also, I feel like, just like what you said, I feel like it's more me not being, like, a victim of this
thing. Right, you owning it. You putting it on.
Yeah.
Right.
Did any of your family members come to your defense when both situations happened?
Nah.
Nobody?
They didn't fuck with me. My family ain't fuck with me.
Wow.
Hmm.
Wow. Well, yeah, you're definitely an inspiration to other girls because I follow this girl who she's, I don't want to share the whole thing, but she's in a wheelchair and she had like a crazy situation where she was at an event with somebody and then she got shot and now she like will never be able to, you know, walk again, but she go viral. And when you see somebody embracing their situation and making, like, you know, the best out of it, that's, like, truly fucking inspirational. So now you're doing music and you're going by the name Scarlett and you got a sick, crazy past that a lot of girls can identify with. I can identify with your story. So thank you for being open to sharing, you know, your story with us. What was your name before Scarlett, though?
Sierra.
Sierra.
Yeah,
Sierra. You were just going by the government?
Yeah.
Okay, Sierra. Okay.
Sierra what? Just Sierra, big C, like Sierra with an S?
CC.
CC? Okay,
okay. Okay, okay. So you wasn't rapping yet? It was still poetry?
It was just...
At that time?
Yeah. Let me think. Before I did that, I was just doing freestyles, like I was doing remixes to people's songs back then.
Mm-hmm.
So then I did poetry.
Okay. So, all right, now you what, 16, 17, you got the name Scarlett. When you get your first track, like when you first do your own music video, like what age was that about? Like when you really started taking it serious?
When I did my first song was 2018.
Okay. And that was like the same year you started getting some recognition. So it was happening fast or it took a little time?
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? I was in foster care at the time when I was doing that.
Okay, could you tell us like a story of like when you was in foster care and you maybe made your song, went to the studio or something, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was just sitting in the, I just be sitting in the crib writing a whole bunch of stuff. And then I just went to the studio one time. I was like, yo, let me get in the booth. Mm-hmm. And then I just got in the booth and started recording. Yeah.
Now that you viral, have any of the family members reached out like, hey, cuzzo?
You know what's funny? A couple of them did. And a couple of my aunties that didn't fuck with me back then did, right, too. Right.
Mm-hmm. How'd that make you feel?
I'd be like, they weirdos.
Right.
Like,
facts. Because y'all should have been there for me in my time of need. Yeah. And now I'm shining and y'all want a little piece of the pie. Yeah.
Have you confronted any of them?
Nah, I be talking shit about them in my music. I be dissing them.
Getting it out, as you should.
Yeah. I be dissing them.
As you should.
Are they picking that part up? Or are they hearing that? Or you don't know yet?
I don't know.
She like, I don't care. I just had to get it off my chest.
Yeah, I be like, I'm sure they be watching. Yeah.
I'm sure. If they watching enough to be in your DMs and shit, yeah, they watching.
What's your life like now? What does Scarlett do at home?
I just be writing music now. Trying to blow up.
I feel you be working. Every time I open my phone, I see a new freestyle with you. And then your concepts, you don't just be rapping about some bullshit. Like, you'll take like a funny concept, but then have some crazy ass bars, mm-hmm, into that shit. Like, that's unique. Like, that's what really stuck out to me. Like, the story, how you was rapping, the topics you was doing. And like, what made you want to do that? Like, when you freestyle, kind of make it a little funny, but like, you really saying some hard ass bars at the same time.
Because I noticed it doesn't matter if you have bars no more.
Facts.
So I'm like, all right. I know I got bars. I know I could not have bars too, but I'm like, let me do something to grab their attention, mm-hmm, and then I could do the bars so it could just be all in one.
Right.
So that's why I be grabbing like items and stuff and just doing it like that. Because I know people gonna watch it.
Facts.
Right, right. What's your most viral content?
Glizzy Gobbler.
That's facts. That's facts. That's how I seen it. That's how I had came across you. Oh no, I'm lying. I think I might have seen you holding some nuts.
Oh yeah.
Wait, is that when you on the ice cream truck?
No.
That's the video.
That's Glizzy Gobbler.
That's the Glizzy Gobbler.
When I found the nuts, I was like, every day I'll be swallowing nuts.
Yeah, that one. That one. That was fire. So it's like she'll say some shit like that, but then when you're really listening to her, like she really saying some crazy ass bars.
Like I'll say some sus shit.
Right.
Some sus shit.
And then she'll come with some crazy ass bars right in between.
Is there like a thought process into, cause like right now in front of me, you're so sweet. But on the content, it's like you real, real aggressive. Do you have any thought process into who this character is going to be when I hop in front of this camera?
It just be me being aggressive.
Right.
Like,
that's like that small portion of you, because, you know, mm-hmm, I could kind of attest to it. I rap. It's like usually you calm for the most part, but like that one little part in you that you do, mm-hmm, want to get out, you put that shit 100% into the music, because that's your only chance to get it out in a, mm-hmm, safe environment. So you fully go 100%, if I'm saying it correctly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You use all your energy for that exact moment.
What artists have tapped in with you?
A lot of artists have tapped in with me. Some OG artists would be Uncle Murda.
Hmm.
Oh, we were just talking about Uncle Murda.
We were just talking
yesterday about
him.
Sauce Walker, I think.
Yeah.
Sauce Walker.
Uh-huh. Boosie Badass.
Fire.
Hey.
My favorite rapper, Boosie. He co-signed me, by the way. A couple of the drill artists, too.
Was Glizzy Gobbler the first one that went viral? That's what went viral? Glizzy. Where did it go viral first?
Wait, Ramen went viral first. It was Ramen. When I had the cup of ramen noodles, then Glizzy Gobbler. And that was around September.
So this is very recent for you.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. What was that? TikTok, Instagram, where did it first go viral?
TikTok, man. TikTok, it blew up on TikTok.
TikTok is like the ultimate marketing cheat code.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to get views on there. Yeah. Like, it's easy to just blow up on there.
That's facts.
But my shit ain't going viral yet. I can't figure out the formula for shit.
Now, Scar, she definitely got the formula. So was it Glizzy Gobbler? Was it the first one to go viral?
Yeah.
How'd you feel when you first seen it go viral?
And then when I seen the Boosie, I thought I made it.
So the famous people that you're saying, they retweeted Glizzy Gobbler? Like, that's what they were sharing it from?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So what was, like, the first one? Who's the first one?
Boosie? Man, when I seen them numbers, I said, yo, I might just make it out the hood.
He ain't try to sign you?
He said he was like, should I sign her? He ain't even do it. He co-signed me, though. I love, you know what, I respect, even if Boosie doesn't sign me, what he did for me helped me regardless.
Right.
Just him retweeting that shit really changed my life. even though it ain't the best right. thing, but it changed a lot.
It did something.
It did a lot.
It counts. Yeah. It counts. The smallest thing counts, because it's really not about how many people watching, it's who's watching. And yeah. that was very, that's a big deal that Boosie co-signed you. Because yeah. Boosie is critical. Mm-hmm. Boosie co-signed you. You doing something right.
And then when DJ Drewski reached out to me, I thought I made it too. Because I used to watch DJ Drewski. So I'm like, that's fire. My God.
You did a freestyle for him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I saw that. Yeah. Your body.
So that.
That's somebody that you looked up to, right?
Yeah. I like DJ Drewski. Because yeah. he's like a lit DJ. Like.
Yeah.
That's
and
fire.
Then No Jumper reached out to me.
Yeah, I had to. I seen the freestyle. I'm like, oh, she fire. We got to get her in here.
Yeah, no, he had, like, bands he sent you to me, and then he was like, she's fire. He put me on to you. I was not hit.
When I seen that text from No Jumper, I was like, oh, my God. I done made it out the hood.
Any labels reach out?
No.
You're going to get there. Glizzy got her going viral. And you said September. So this is all recent. You know what I'm saying? You still getting up in there. You got anything like in the works?
I got a lot of songs in the work. A lot of music videos I'm ready to give y'all. Mm-hmm. A lot of new songs that I'm ready to give y'all. I got a lot.
Tell me this. How has your past trauma helped you positively?
Damn, you just took it out of my head, Gina. You did that.
Hey, twin.
I was finna do that.
How does my past trauma help me? You know the truth. I feel like if I didn't go through all of that stuff, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Mm-hmm. Like, even though it was a lot of bad stuff that happened to me, yeah. I feel like if I didn't go through it, bro, I would not be where I'm at today. And I feel like that shit made me stronger. And I feel like it also made me hungry for a better life, because, like, mm-hmm. that shit was like, I don't want to go through that no more. And I don't want to see other people go through that either. Like, yeah. So if I get the power to change my life, I get the power to change other people's life too. You know all what right. I'm saying?
Do you that's have right. children?
No.
No?
I'm 22.
Oh, you're 22?
Bitch, be 15, okay?
Oh, that's crazy.
Do you think that situation, though, that you dealt with is going to make you overprotective when you do become a mother?
Hell yeah. I'm overprotective for my baby brother.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm crazy. I'm crazy.
I know that's right. But you got to protect them, because there was nobody there to protect you.
Right.
So yeah. you have to do that.
I'm glad you're going to be here for him. You know what I'm saying? And this is clearly a start. It looked like you changing the trajectory mm-hmm. for the family. Like Gina always said, like, you're going to be the first one in the family that's doing it. You yeah. know what I'm saying? How did that feel? Like, coming from a crazy-ass background and then, like, you starting to get recognition, and then it's like, how does that make you feel?
You're the rose that grew from concrete.
It's a dream come true. Because imagine, like, feeling like shit. And, like, nothing. Mm-hmm. And then you get a chance at something in life.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's mad crazy.
When you was
that's
dealing...
That's crazy.
When you were dealing with those things, did you, like, feel like it was no way out?
Yeah, bro. I felt like it was no way out. I also felt like I didn't matter. Like, I was last. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, my life didn't matter and shit to nobody, to them. Because, you know, when you're young, your family is
you
your...
You need that.
Your They're the elite. Everything.
Yeah. yeah.
So mm-hmm. when they not fucking with you, you're going to be like, damn.
When I must not mean shit if my yeah. own family don't give a fuck about me.
And then once I got that chance, it was over. I was like, oh, fuck them niggas. I don't need them no more.
Exactly.
When did you find self-value within yourself? Like, when
I
did
feel
you
like
know?
I'm still looking for self-value.
Mm. You still learning?
Yeah. I think I'm still learning about that.
Hey, it's all a work in process. And this is, I feel like this is exactly going to do it, because it's hard to feel worth when the motherfuckers around you don't give a fuck, when we don't really have too much going on. Mm-hmm. But it's like, once you got something going on, you're like, oh shit, like, I can be important. I don't have to rely on anybody else to make me feel important. I can rely mm-hmm. on my own accomplishments to make me feel like I'm worthy.
Yeah.
yeah, that's where we getting. That's fine.
You body that. So what's coming up for you? I know you say you got music. Any like secret features? Because I know people been hitting you up. So
I got a performance with Ron Suno.
Ooh.
That's crazy. Adam was just on the phone with Ron like 30 minutes ago.
That's who called?
Mm-hmm. That's who called. Ron Suno. That's crazy as hell. Suno wow. is fire. And he's hilarious.
He's mad funny.
He's so hilarious.
Yeah, man. He's mad funny. But I feel like me performing for him is going to be big, like,
yeah.
for me too. Like, you know?
Have you met any of your idols yet?
Nah.
Any people you look up to, you ain't met them yet?
Because they the ones that's been here already. So I gotta work hard. Like, I was talking to my live stream on TikTok. I was like, yo, Cardi B feature one day. You know you made this. When you get a Cardi B feature, you know you made it.
Manifest it. As long as you speak it out. The power of the tongue. Words are powerful. Speak it out into existence of the come.
Right now, it's the era for female rappers. You saying you got Glorilla going crazy, like you mentioned. Yeah. Cardi, Lotto, Ken the Man, Lola Brooke. Like, you seeing all of this freaking wave of female rappers just going crazy where it really wasn't a space for more than one female at a time. It was like one, you know, it would be an era for mm-hmm. one person to be on, then the next era, the next person to be on, so.
Yo, but you know what? I'm so happy that it's like that, because now we all get a chance to, like.
Yes.
Yeah, that shit's lit.
Unity.
Yeah. How so, do you, ooh, no, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, what female rapper you want to feature from first? Like, if they watching this right now, like, which one you like?
Cardi B, Doja Cat too. But Cardi B, Ice Spice, Doja Cat, Glorilla, Nicki Minaj too, yeah, Nicki Minaj. And then some rappers, like the OG rappers, like Eminem and them.
Yeah.
You get Jay-Z and them, you get them. Yeah.
You didn't matter. You out of here.
You better have them open verses ready.
That's right. That's right. How do you feel, like, with the scene as far as, like, female rappers nowadays? Like, to be honest, like, the only ones that I've seen, and correct me if I'm wrong, that, like, they're known more so, I feel like, and you are like this, you're known more for your rapping than you are for your looks. How do you feel like, and I'm not saying, like, I'm not saying you're ugly or no shit like that. I'm just saying, like, you know, like, most of the bitches, they can't rap. They're just known for being cute. They turn around, you be like, all right, she got ass, now let's play it. How does it feel being known for, like, she can rap? Mm-hmm. It's not a beauty contest. It's just you known for the skill. How does that make you feel, or how do you feel like the scene is today with women, and that it's harder if you're not just a face and not so much the skill behind it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like it's good. Like, okay, people know I can rap. But it's not all about knowing how to rap. It's who can make hits, like who can rap, but, you know, make it bumpable. And
facts.
Like, the people that can rap, that's good. Like, that I can rap and stuff. I'm like, I love that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I could make words easy. I could do that. But that's just good. But it's like, you need more than just.
Right. Nowadays, that doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
It needs more. You know what I'm saying? But it was more so like, how do you feel that? Because for some girls, that if they don't want to have their ass out, or if they don't want to be more so a face and they're just focused on skill, like, what would you tell them?
I would say, you see, remember when I was like, I hold items and didn't do it? I'm like, listen, okay, you can rap and that's good, but you got to make it work.
Right.
Yeah.
Because rap is not all. Mm-hmm. So I say it's good that you know how to rap, but make something pop, make a jump with them, whatever you could. You got to water it down a little bit.
Facts.
I think that's what makes somebody like Coi Leray, Glorilla, Lakia so freaking intriguing, is because they actually have skill.
Glorilla, right. Man, bro.
They not tricking us with the ass.
That's what
and
I'm saying. That's
titties,
basically,
you know,
exactly what, like, I was saying. Like, you're not up here tricking us with just, like, I'm just a stripper and they gave me a mic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, like, I really rap. I can rap. I love this shit.
That's why I did with that's what I did with Glizzy Gobbler.
Right.
I made it into a meme type, funny type rap.
Mm-hmm.
And made it a song, so I try to water it down as much.
Right, so it could stick. Because it's like, they need that. You know, these attention spans are like, if you don't got something to catch them, they're going to be on to the next. Mm-hmm. And it's hard when everybody got their ass in the camera.
Yeah.
It's hard. That's why I was saying, like, what do you do to catch their attention if you don't want to twerk in the camera every day? You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's cool too. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. But if you don't want to make that, like, that's me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what else do you do?
Pick up some items.
you have very unique features, so you automatically gonna stand out. And then, like, your aggression and all that on the track, like, cause we, like, I don't, like, not like that, but when females rap, I want to hear a little aggression, you know? Mm-hmm. I want, like, yeah. Let them know, you know, it's just sweet, nigga.
Yeah.
So I like that you do that. Album, mixtape, anything coming?
Scars and Stripes EP coming soon.
Okay.
Fire. Any notable features, or is this all you so far?
I got a couple features. 917 Racks, drill artist. Journey Montana, she's a singer. A couple more. I'm hoping I can get Ron Suno on the track. You know what I'm saying?
Fire. Yeah, just say him. Go I think you got it. Press him. Let him know right now. You need him on the track.
You already got it.
That's right.
That's your feature. You already got it. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for kicking it with us. We really, really appreciate it. Go ahead and plug your shit.
Thank you, guys.
As long as you can, because we got to get these pictures.
Thank you guys for having me on No Jumper. We did it big this time. This is the biggest ever.
It's only going to get bigger.
Facts.
I'm so grateful, guys.
It's honestly only up from here.
Because you got to come back when the album.
When you get that
Cardi B feature.
Mm-hmm. Once you go crazy. Yeah. So I could be like, I called it, nigga. I had her up here, and then she went crazy later. You know what I'm saying? We trying to do something for our people, you know? All the up and comings. Mm-hmm. We trying to get them up here.
When Nicki hit you.
Hit us.
Go ahead and shout out your social media. Let everybody know where to find you at.
Guys, you can follow me on Instagram at @scar_lip, TikTok at @scar_lip, Twitter at @scar_lip, and YouTube @scar_lip. All right. Everything's @scar_lip, guys.
All right, y'all. We out.